Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am not going to deny that under previous circumstances for a long, long, long time, we'd be going right now to Joe Freeberg. And we would be talking to Joe, and Joe would have told Dave a lot of dirt off air, and he would have been firing all sorts of humorous and accurate and great legal info. But unfortunately, our man Joe has passed by when we devoted a fair amount of time to honoring Joe. In the days after he passed, Paul Applebaum, a very good friend of Joe's, joined us, and Paul was fabulous on honoring Joe and also on the law. So Paul has been kind enough to say he'll join us on legal issues. So we appreciate Paul coming on. Thank you, sir. You now know that charges have been added on the tragedy tied to the Park Tavern, where 2 were killed, 9 were injured. They added today 2 counts of third-degree murder when they had a chance to review their surveillance video of the crash. From what you know, Paul, what stands out about this change from Mary Moriarty and her team?
Well, it gives the county attorney's office more options to go after Mr. Bailey. It obviously ups the ante in terms of potential sentences that he might get. It's a murder charge, and the original ones were 2 criminal vehicular homicides, which are they're terribly serious, but they're not as serious as a murder 3. So it gives them enormous leverage on potential sentences. And I couldn't figure out his criminal history score, which also drives how much prison time he could get. So I wasn't sure. Able to calculate that.
Yep.
But all I can say is Joe would say this, boy, he's got sewers, which means trouble.
Yeah. he does. It should.
I mean, this is the kind of case where, and Tom Sieben, who's his lawyer, is a great lawyer. But all he's doing is hanging on while his client circles the drain. I mean, this is so bad. I mean, it almost reaches the level of like a mass shooting, you know, in terms of the visuals. Bodies everywhere. There's a woman underneath. I think it was a woman underneath the guy's vehicle.
Yep, it was.
Couldn't get her out. I mean, it's just beyond belief. And you know, the lawyer, from a defense perspective, is just trying to some degree of damage control. I mean, winning the case is, unless there's some unimaginable blunder by the police, which I can't even think of, this guy is going away for the better part of the rest of his life.
Let's, Bailey's his last name. We don't need to mention him too much. The folks we need to mention are the folks who left us, Christina Folkerts and Gabriel Harvey. Christina was the one trapped underneath the vehicle.
Right.
Gabe Harvey, Christina Folkerts works there. Her mom worked there. It was this amazing story. Gabe Harvey's working at Methodist. He's there with colleagues and friends when this happened. This is one thing that Joe and I discussed a lot when third-degree murder would come up. And this phrasing, Paul, which you're so familiar with, committing an act eminently dangerous to others, evincing a depraved mind, okay?
Right.
Joe used to bring that up all the time, saying, well, what does a depraved mind mean to one person, doesn't mean to others? Why don't we come up with a more clear explanation? What do you think about the words that Hennepin County uses in laying out this part of third-degree murder?
Well, I mean, whatever depraved mind means to anybody, this clears that hurdle. I realize that I think what he was advocating for is specificity so people can know what their conduct amounts to. But I think that this, however you want to look at depraved as a word, his conduct eclipsed that
yes.
by a long shot. And so I don't, in my mind, I'm not sitting here going, well, what does depraved mean? You know, it could have meant anything, and this guy didn't get fair notice of his conduct or anything like that. I mean, he's got 11 victims. He's got the ripple effect of what he did, not just on the people who were killed, but the people
yes.
who were badly hurt.
100%.
And then what do they do going forward in terms of employment, their families, hugging their kids, playing catch with their kids?
Mm-hmm.
It's just you sit there and you think 0.325? That's four times the legal limit. That's like, how does he even?
How's he walking? How's he alive? I don't know. I mean, here's part of the surveillance too in another Jeff Day story where number of people walking through the parking lot. It's Park Tavern. It's a busy place.
Yes,
Bailey will be able to clearly see the people seated in the patio while driving through the lot. He drove past a parking spot, seemed to notice, then reversed. He reversed too far, hit a parked car behind him,
right,
and then accelerated.
Right.
And that's when everything took place.
And you think of the vulnerability of people. They're chilling out. I think it was the last day for a couple folks at United Methodist, and they were seeing them off on the next phase of their career, and they're just relaxed. Who the heck would think that you're in danger?
No.
When you're sitting at a table on a patio in a bar, which everybody's been past 1,000 times in their lives, and you're just, you know, everybody's, you know, their guard is down. It's not like you're in a car where you're looking around as you're moving. You know, it's unbelievable. And I don't want to kick a guy when he's down, but this is just a 0.325.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a pathetic, heartless, disgusting act. I mean, that's what it is. And so on the broader question, because our guy Lou Ragusa broke this first, but this is five previous
yep.
DWIs. And after the fifth one, he had the interlock, which Joe touted for six years.
Yep.
But then after that, he was able to get a standard driver's license that Paul Applebaum and Chad Hartman have. Okay, so you deal as a defense attorney. You defend the law. It's not like every one of your clients is flawless, but you believe in the system we have, and they deserve the opportunity to be defended. When you look at this, and we're not just in the emotion, and I don't fault the emotion for one second, but when we have the conversation, because it's going to come up again because of this, of how our legislature should take another look at the laws for DWIs and what is the proper punishment, Paul Applebaum, defense attorney, who's dealt with cases involving DUIs before, what should happen?
Okay, so here's the thing you have to remember. You can pass all, I mean, this is analogous to the gun control laws. You can pass all the laws you want, but, you know, taking it to a DWI context, I can get a car from somebody else that doesn't have interlock. He doesn't need his license. And away he goes. He's driving. I mean, it's so easy to get around these statutes. I mean, if you get caught, you're in big trouble. But if you want to just drive, and that's one of the crazy things, Chad, I've thousands of DWI clients, and a lot of them feel like they have some kind of fundamental right to drink and drive. It's really something. They just don't get it. You know, I'll say to him, well, what about an Uber?
Yeah, right.
You know, before you even leave the house. And there's some kind of blind spot there where they just feel like, well, I have the right to go to the bar, you know, get a snoot full, and then get in my car and, you know, I'm on the road again. And there is some kind of strange gene that they don't seem to get the risks that are being presented to everybody else. But to getting back to your question, if a person wants to drink and drive, they're going to do it. It doesn't matter. You could have 100 pages of statutes on the books. If they don't care about following the law, they're out on the road. And those are the people that are going to put everybody at risk. You know, it's not the first time DWI people who are mortified never do it again. You know, everybody can make a mistake. But it's the people that just on it. I've never heard of five. But I've had people with four. And I've had people with blood alcohol concentrations of 0.50. And they weren't dead.
0.50?
It was a woman.
My God. I don't understand how you're living.
Well, they're tough as nails. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. It's usually they're blacked out, you know, wrapped around a tree somewhere. But, yep. I mean, I've had people that high and with that many. I mean, I don't know. You get one, okay, mistake, lesson learned. You get three. Now you need to go to jail for a long time. Drive home the point. But I don't think license revocation, it doesn't affect people that are dead set on drinking and driving. They don't care.
I do both, Paul. I agree with you. It's incredibly hard to stop the folks who are going to drive anyway, but I still would up the punishment. I really would. Great stuff. Let's do this. Let's keep talking on other issues because you're excellent. Enjoyed it. Have a good day, and we'll reach out again soon.
Thanks. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Paul Applebaum. Let's talk about our big event. This radio station celebrates 100 years. 100 years. So for one night, personalities from this station and past well-known personalities are all getting together. October 21st at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, where I will be brought in a king's chair, with what song play?
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly
That's
rated
it, baby.
With the chat.
Only a limited amount of tickets available. Just pot it down to keep it up in the background. We don't have a lot of tickets available. It's a big deal. As Joe Biden once said, it's a big something deal. How can you get your tickets? Because you want, if you're a diehard listener, first of all, you just want to hear the song. That's right. We've already done survey work. What do you want to see most? Songs one, Dave Lee's two. I mean, Dave might catch. I don't know.
That's actually changed. There's been an updated poll, okay. KSTP, Survey USA.
Yeah.
The song actually has spots 1 through 4.
1 through 4.
Dave Lee is 5.
Dave Lee's 5.
Come on, join the fun.
WCCRadio.com/100 and hit the link, Centennial Celebration. It's possible we're saving money because it's a Monday. It wouldn't shock me. I mean, we're bankrupt. We're a bankrupt company, so maybe we're saving money.
You only had so much scratch. It's fine. It'll still be fun.
Most of the Adam Carters world on Monday, they take their teeth out at 5 and go to bed.
The Adam Carters of the world aren't even going to be there, so that's another reason for you to show
exactly.
up.
Exactly. He's in Iceland, dead to us.
Mm-hmm.
Come see this event. It's going to be a great time. Check it out. WCCRadio.com, 100, and then hit the link, Centennial Celebration.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.